to open up. Things begin to melt off your life. Hallelujah. Things begin, you begin to get deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want somebody to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody turn these lights on so we can see. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Would somebody get excited about God in here this morning? Would somebody get excited about the Lord here this morning? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you glory. Father, we thank you that we're breathing this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we're here with our families this morning. Father, we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. Isn't that what Jesus said? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So good to see everyone here this morning. Amen. So glad that you took the time to come out. Hallelujah. Aren't you? Look, the crowd is picking up this morning. Have you noticed that? Ain't that good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So good. So good to see everyone here. And so glad to worship the Lord with you. Now, y'all better get ready. I'm ready to preach the word this morning. I'm ready to preach the word. Look at your neighbor and say, I will worship. I will worship. I will worship. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. And I read this scripture maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I feel led to preach it again. And we're going to start at verse 23, and I'll give you just a little time to turn there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, bless this word this morning. Bless this service today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your many blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 10, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Everybody say he's faithful.
Faithful.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. You know, that verse is speaking to you, to some of you right now that's going through a wilderness season. You're going through a season right now. You're struggling. Look, you got to know he who promised is faithful. Amen, church. Next verse. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Why do we meet together? Because we want to stir up love and good works, right? Good deeds. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some. Another word for manner here is habit, as in the habit of some. You know, sometimes we can get in the habit of missing out on worship, can't we? Right? It's easy to get into that habit. But exhorting one another, that word exhort there means to encourage. Everybody say encourage. But encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching or the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord put it on my heart to preach on a church that doesn't have a give me mentality, but has a mentality to serve no matter what. That says that no matter what comes my way, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is, I will worship the Lord. Now, listen, anybody can praise the Lord, right? We praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I thank you, Lord, for putting shoes on my feet. I praise you, Lord, for giving me clothes. I thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head. But worship takes it one step further. Worship says, Lord, I'll praise you even if I don't have clothes on my back. Lord, I'll praise you even if I don't have shoes on my feet. And there is a commitment that God is looking to. And listen, a lot of times we look for the blessings that God gives. Yes, God wants to bless us, but he ultimately blessed us already, didn't he?
Amen.
And so because he ultimately blessed us, we need to be like, Lord, I will worship. Lord, I won't have a give me mentality, but I'm going to be here. Lord, I'm committed to you because I'm not serving God to see what I can get out of him. I'm serving God to see what I can give to him because he already gave to me. He baptized me with his spirit. He died for me. He shed his blood on the cross. And you know what? I think I'm going to hang out with the family of God. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. And so today, people go to church for a worship experience, but we don't need to go for a worship experience. We need to experience God. We need to encounter the person of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times, we will go to a worship service, and we may judge how well the pastor preaches, right? Well, God gave him a 5. Well, listen, we'll give him a 6. We'll give him a 7 on a scale from 1 to 10. Well, the worship music was okay. It didn't sound too good. Some of them don't sing in tune. Some of them do sing in tune. Listen, you didn't come to worship. You came to get entertained. Listen, we don't come here to get entertained. We're not here for entertainment. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus, which was, which is, and which is to come, the Lord God Almighty. Listen, I don't come here to get entertained. I don't come here for a social club. I don't come here for a museum. I'm looking for a move of God. And until we understand that the move of God is in us, we will never see a move of God. You've got to move in order to see a move of God. Look at your neighbor and say, you've got to move. And God is asking us. He's saying, look, you need to do something you've never done before. How about you raise your hands just a little bit? Maybe, oh, you feel the Holy Spirit tugging on you to run? Go ahead and run. Get loose. Look at your neighbor and say, get loose. And sometimes we'll come into the house of God and we won't even laugh because we don't think that's holy. We don't think that's a... Listen, if you can't laugh at your pastor, can I get an amen? If you can't laugh at your pastor, if you can't loosen up and say, thank God, listen, I know I made some mistakes this week. I know I messed up, but hallelujah, I can approach the throne room of God. It is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have access. And you know what? When I see somebody else praising God, that fills me up. That pumps me up. I'm like, wait a minute, everybody else is praising God. I think I'm going to step right on in. So the point is that we don't need to be watching everybody else praising God. How about we lift our own hands and say, God, I'll take the blessing. God, I'll take the promise. God, I'll receive the promise. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Our habits are what makes us, right? Our habits do. And the Apostle Paul was telling the Hebrews, he was saying, look, you're getting in the habit of missing the house of God. You're getting in the habit. You're getting in the manner of it. Oh, I think I'm going to sleep in this morning. Am I preaching to somebody today? I said, am I preaching to someone today? Oh, I think I'm going to sleep in. And we miss one, we miss two. We miss two, we miss three. We miss three, we miss four. Y'all get it? Y'all get the point? Right? And so what happens is we can get into a habit, can't we? We can get into a habit. And God is saying, look, you need to get into a habit of being with the family of God, of getting with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, because there's no better thing than to get together with the family of God and believe with them and agree with them and worship the Lord together and say, praise God, I'm not by myself. I've got a family that cares for me. I've got a family. Listen, some people think this is just it's a church, it's a building. Listen, this is more than a building. This is the family of God. Listen, we care for each other. Listen, we don't want to say hello 2 hours on Sunday and not talk to each other throughout the week. Can I get an amen? We want to say hello throughout the week. We want to do life together. Look at your neighbor and say, let's do life together. And the whole purpose, and we started a membership class at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and it's supposed to help people get plugged into the church. And God is speaking to someone today. God is speaking to someone this morning to get plugged in, to serve in some way or another. Because if you're not serving, you're not growing. And if you're not involved, if you're not involved in the services, if you're not involved in the ministries, you won't grow, and all of a sudden you'll drift away slowly. How many's ever heard that song by Casting Crowns? It's a slow fade. See, look, guys, getting out of church, getting out of the will of God, listen, that's a slow fade. It doesn't happen overnight. Can I get an amen, church? And if you're not careful, you can slowly drift away. You can slowly get into the habit. But I want us to get into the habit of saying praise God, saying hallelujah, Jesus, when we come in, when we call each other on the phone. I want us to get into the habit, oh, God's good, ain't he, brother? And then somebody else will say all the time. And listen, y'all think it's just a cliche. No, it's not. It's the truth. It's the truth. So let's get into a habit of going to church. Can I get an amen? Let's get into the habit of prayer. Let's get into a habit of fasting. Somebody give me an amen on that one. I'm preaching to myself on that one. Let's get into a habit of obeying God, because when we come together and we worship the Lord, we will see what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, neither has it entered to the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Amen, church. And so when they ask me, how can you get excited? Why do you stay excited? How do you keep going? How do you keep going? Because I keep my fuel tank full. Amen. And you say, well, how do you keep your fuel tank full? You get around your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And do you know why they were losing? Do you know why they were losing their faith, guys? Do you know why they were having a lack of faith? Because they got into a habit of not meeting with their brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen, church. And so now we live in a day and age where a worship service is not mandatory, but the other things in the world are mandatory. And we look at the worship service as an optional thing. How many knows that's true? And we say, well, we could skip service, we could skip church, we could skip these things, because there's mandatory things that we need to go to that's more important than worship service. Am I preaching to somebody this morning? Can somebody back me up this morning? And we have got to look at the worship service as a mandatory thing, because you'll hear, well, preacher, you don't have to go to church to be saved. That's true. You don't have to go to church. But it's what Christians do. And if we don't come together and meet together, we will slowly, eventually drift away. And we have got to understand that we will worship together. And did you know that's our first core value here? Everybody say core value. Our core value is I will. That's the first one. I will worship. Because nothing will change unless we start worshiping the Lord. Amen. And so we come together. We worship together. And if we have a problem with somebody, talk about it to that somebody. Boy, that'll preach right there, won't it? People say, I want to fix the problem. I want to fix it. Well, have the conversation. Can I get an amen on that one? You got to talk about it. You have to talk about these things. And listen, we have got to learn how to worship God with the Baptist. We've got to learn how to worship God with the Pentecostals. We got to learn how to worship God with the, I'm going to say, Presbyterians. Can I get an amen on that one? We got to learn how to worship God with the Church of Christ. Can I get an amen? We got to learn how to worship God. Listen, quit labeling people and let's learn how to worship God together. Listen, you may be from up north and I'm from the south, but it doesn't matter. We are worshiping God together. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible says there is, listen to this, in Galatians 3, the Bible says there is neither male nor female. Yeah. Boy, that'll throw you off, won't it? What? In Christ Jesus, there's neither male nor female, right? There's neither Jew nor Greek. So Jesus does away with the racial barrier. He does away with the gender barrier. And he says, look, you are in Christ. So when you come together, you need to put off the silly things that divide and come together and worship the Lord. Because I guarantee you, you start praying for each other, you won't have time to talk about each other. You start worshiping God with each other, you won't have time to talk about each other. Back gossip, talk about them on the phone. Come on, church, can I get an amen? Amen. I want us to get into a habit of praying. I want us to get into a habit, not me. God wants us to get into a habit of praying. Listen, God wants us to be so committed and so surrendered to Him that we'll say, I'm going to pray when I don't feel like it. I'm going to pray when nobody else is praying. I'm going to cry when nobody else is crying. You know, I think I'm going to kneel because God told me to, not because somebody else did. I'm going to keep right on going no matter what comes my way, because He who promised, come on church, He who promised is faithful, and He's going to bless me. And I've got to have a mentality, and I've got to have a determination that I will worship God no matter what, because if I'm worshiping God to see what I can get out of Him, then I'm not really worshiping God. I'm worshiping myself. I don't come to church to get something out of God. I come to church because of what He gave me. And that is the feel of why I can keep going. And we have got to learn to praise God in our circumstance. We have got to learn how to praise God in our problems, in our trials, in our troubles. Yes, look, listen, there's three sure things in life. You want me to tell you? Y'all ready for it? Three sure things. Number one, you're about to go through a test. Number two, you're going through a test. Number three, you're about to come out of a test. And guess what? The cycle keeps repeating. You're always going through something. And people come to me, "Pastor, pray for me. I'm going through something." Well, of course you are. Of course you're going through something. It's called life. It's called life. Of course you're going through something. Why don't you start praising God instead of complaining about it? Because if you complain, you remain. How about doing something different and say, "I'm going to praise God in my storm. I'm going to praise God in my circumstance. I'm going to worship God no matter what. Even though it gets hard, even though life gets hard and it gets difficult, I'm going to raise my hands and say, 'Blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives and he takes away. He is my God.'" Amen. Praise the Lord. He's my God. He's my Lord. And so we have to have this mentality, this spirit, that we are going to worship together in one accord, in one mind. And you say, "Pastor, I've been going to church for years and years, and I don't remember every one of your sermons." Hallelujah, I wished you did. But I don't remember every one of my sermons. Hello. I don't remember every one of my messages. I don't remember every one of those, but I do know this. That every sermon I've heard and every devotional I've done and every worship service that I've been in, it has always kept me alive, even though I haven't remembered it, right? Because you don't remember every meal you've ate, have you? You don't remember every, but it kept you alive, didn't it? It kept you alive. See, the point, guys, is not memorization. The point is spiritual transformation. Amen? It's about transformation. And listen, I know we go through things. I know we go through things, but we have got to be a committed people, right? Everybody say commitment. Everybody say covenant. When you join the church, you're making a covenant with God and with the church, right? You're making a covenant. I will worship, right? I will give. I will serve. Amen, church. I will give. I will worship. I will serve. But we have got to have a commitment. A commitment to the church, a commitment to God. If we think that the worship service is optional, then we think God is optional. Amen. Amen, church. So we have got to have a commitment to each other, a commitment to God, a covenant with God since we accepted God, we're going to accept his family too. Right? Could you imagine I say, "Danielle, I accept you, but I don't know about your mom." Could you imagine that? I mean, that would be terrible. Well, do you know that's what we do as Christians when we say, "Lord, I believe in you, but I don't want anything to do with the church." Are you with me? And you say, "Well, it's hard because there's some people that I just don't like some of those Christians. I just don't like some of them." Well, there's no such thing as a perfect church. Amen. Are you with me, church? Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
No such thing. And you got to work things out. Amen, church.
Amen.
Right? And so we've got to come together and unify, worship, and pray and say, "You know what? We're going to come together in this thing and we're going to try to work this out to the best of our ability and we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth." Amen, church?
Amen.
And so we're committed, right? We're committed. That means that if I'm married to Danielle, then I am committed to her family. I'm accepting her family. You with me? That's the way it is in the house of God with the church. You accept God's family. It's God's family. They get on my nerves. That person hollers too loud. They look at me funny. Well, don't people at Walmart do the same thing? They don't say "excuse me" when they cut in front of me. Well, people at Walmart do the same thing. Right? Right? Here's a good one. I don't go to church because they want my money. Well, Walmart wants your money too. I'm just picking on Walmart today. Don't tell them. Y'all see what I'm saying? We come up with excuses, but God has called us to come together. And listen, if I hear any one of you, and I'm not getting on to anybody, well, maybe I am. If I hear any one of you talking about somebody in the church, gossiping about somebody in the church, stirring something up, listen, you're not going to mess up the unity that's here. Listen, I will tell you, zip it up, because it is your mouth that gets you in trouble. It's your mouth. It's your mouth is the reason why you got a black eye. It's your mouth is the reason. I'm preaching this morning. I don't know. Somebody needs to preach. Somebody needs to stand up with me and agree and praise God right now. We are a church that's unified. We've got one body. We've got one Lord. We've got one faith. One baptism. We are the body of Christ. Christ. We are members of one another. We will not be defeated. We shall be victorious through the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Would somebody stand up and praise God this morning? We are the body of Christ. We are unified in Jesus' name. I said we're unified. There's no such thing as a Baptist faith. There's no such thing as a Pentecostal faith. There's no such thing as a Presbyterian faith. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. And people put labels on each other. You're a Baptist. Oh, you're... Who cares? You're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get together and do something. How about we shout together? How about we praise God together? How about we get wild and crazy for God? Hallelujah. You may be seated if you'd like. That's what God is calling us to do. To stir up love. And good works. Let me ask you a question. Are you stirring up strife or are you stirring up love? Amen, church. Are you stirring up strife or are you stirring up love? I think I want to stir up love, don't you? I want to stir up good works in each other. Lord, help us to understand that the purpose why we meet is because we're trying to build each other up. And I believe that the reason why our faith gets low at times, it's because we don't at least make a phone call. Brother, let's get together. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's pray. Let's come together. Because if we ever get into a habit of missing the house of God, our faith will get low. Amen, church?
Amen.
Our faith will get low. And I want us to go forward this year. Everybody say, this year. With this mindset, that I'm going to do what God's called me to do. How about we say it? How about we declare it? Say it after me. I am going to do what God has called me to do and to be. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, I want us all to be active. I want us all to be serving in the kingdom of God. I want us to be excited about what God is doing. And listen, we want to invest in eternity, right? Well, what's eternal? You are eternal. I'm eternal. We have eternal spirits, right? Let's invest in people. Love God, love people. The whole reason why we give is because we want to see people saved. The whole reason why we give is because we want to see people changed and transformed by the glory of God. By the glory of God. And Lord, help us to move from I want to I will. There's a lot of things that I want, right? But I believe that God is looking for someone that will say, I will. I'll do it. I'll take that first step of faith. Because we live in a society that says, give me what I want first, and then I'll do it. You with me? Give me what I want first, and then I'll do it. But God is looking for somebody that says, Lord, I understand what you did for me 2,000 years ago, and I'm just going to go ahead and do what you've called me to do, and you gave me the grace to do it, and the blessing will come along with it. And I'm not worried about the blessing because I've already got the blesser. I've already got the blesser. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this is a special service, and I know this service is a little different, but I want us to be committed, and I want us to make a covenant with each other. I want us to make a covenant with each other. It's like Jonathan and David did. They made a covenant of friendship, and they said they were going to be unified and together. Because this year, I want to see us so unified that we make a covenant with God and with each other that we are going to be in this regard. We're going to be in this regardless. To accomplish the mission and the vision, right? Why do we exist? We exist to reach the lost and teach the saved. Our vision is to see this community and beyond transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. And I believe this with our core value. Number one, it starts with worship. We got to be willing to be committed to God and understand what the meaning of worship is. And I want us to do this morning. I want us to make a covenant with each other. And then I want us to make a covenant, a commitment to God and say, God, I will worship you. regularly in my alone time, right? But also corporately with the church together. Because if we're always isolated, listen to me, church, if we're always isolated, we will fall. We will eventually fall if we don't get together with the family of God. Amen. Now, I'm preaching to the choir this morning. But you need to be reminded, the house of God is so important to come together with the family of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want us, listen, when we, this year, and I'm casting vision this morning. I preached the word, preached Hebrews 10:25. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But I want us to catch a hold of this vision. That we're not going to let silly things divide us. You with me? Amen, church. And we're going to stick together. Right? We're going to stick together no matter what comes our way. Listen, I want you to be able to come to me. I want you to be able to come to me and say, Pastor, I made this mistake. I need to talk to you. I don't want you to have to say, well, I don't need to go to the pastor. He'll really talk me down. He'll really judge me. He'll really put me down. I want you to be able to approach me in that way to where, hey, man, I need some help. Ain't that what we're here for, to help each other? Whoever got the idea that we're here to judge each other and try to throw each other down? Whoever got the idea that Christians and believers ain't supposed to struggle with some things? Who started that? The devil, that's who started it. Amen. We struggle with things, and we need to be able to approach each other and say, man, I need some help. I got to talk to somebody. Part of the vision here is we want to create an atmosphere of love. Right? And I know I holler and scream all the time. You might not think I'm so lovey-dovey because I'm hollering and I'm screaming. But we want to create an atmosphere of love, and we want to create an atmosphere where we can approach each other and say, you know what, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to throw down the gavel. I'm going to put down the gavel. And I'm going to open my hand up to you, and I'm going to show you love. Right? So many times, and I believe the church has gained a reputation, of running people off because they judge more than they love. You've got to love people. You've got to show them mercy. Because the Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. And that it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. So this week, I want us to make... Today, I want us to make a commitment with each other. To make a covenant with each other that we are in this thing together. Right? And we're going to accomplish the mission that God gave us. Amen. We're going to accomplish the vision God gave us, and we're going to follow the word of God and come together and worship together and say, I will worship. Right? And I don't want this to get on your nerves when I say this. I will worship on Sunday morning, even though I went to bed at 3:00 in the morning. I'm still going to get up in the morning. You with me? I'm going to go meet with my brothers and sisters in the Lord, right? I'm going to the church. I'm going to the house of God. And you say, Pastor, you preaching all this stuff, you got to go to church, and you sound old-fashioned. You don't need... If you try it, look what will happen. Call me old-fashioned if you want to. You can call me old-fashioned, but I don't want you to leave this church saying, nobody cares for me. The whole reason why you need to be at the house of God is so you can feed off each other's spirituality. So you can feed off each other's faith. Right? And I'm just going to be open and honest with you, because Dana, she opened up this morning and said, I got to be transparent with the church. Right? I got to be transparent. I just want to open up. Like, if I don't see one of you for a long time, I just want to let you know, man, that's a part of me. I feel like a part of me has been just ripped out of my chest. I'm just telling you the truth. I feel like a part of me has just been ripped out because I miss you. I'm like, oh no, where are they at? Right? Where did they go? And I'm praying for you. And don't think for a minute that you think, well, I've been gone from that church and I let that church down. Quit saying you let the church down because you haven't been here. Just come to church and we'll treat you the same. Amen. Do y'all hear me? Did you hear me? And some people say, well, I miss church. I'm afraid what the pastor's going to think. I'm afraid of what other people's going to think. I'm afraid. Listen, if somebody here is judging and throwing judgment on you and knocking you down, I will stand in the way like a shepherd would. Y'all want to back me up right now? I'm going to stand there and I'm going to say, you need to shut up. Right? You need to be quiet because this person is going through things you're not going through. And we all have different weaknesses and we go through different struggles. So instead of judging and opening your mouth that gets you in trouble all the time, how about keeping it quiet and listen to God and listen to the Word of God and see what happens in your life? Because people who listen more than they talk are blessed a whole bunch more. And I don't know how much more plain I can get after saying that. Amen, church. Maybe some of us should go on a word fast. Not say nothing for a whole day. Now that'd be a hard thing for some of us to do, wouldn't it? Not say anything for a whole day. But I'm telling you, if you do it with the right spirit and you go on a word fast, listen, God will bless you. God will honor it. He'll honor it. Amen. Don't say anything and look at how many fights you'll get into this week. You'll get into none. Amen, church. And you won't be on Facebook with caps lock. This is not right. Amen, church. Everybody say love.
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 Love. Love. Love never fails. Love never fails. Do you know who the epitome of love is? God. So we could say God never fails. He never fails us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to ask you a question, and I won't keep dragging this out. I just want to ask you a question. Will you make a commitment to God in worshiping Him on a regular basis, a weekly basis? Will you make that commitment? Will you do that? Hallelujah. Will you make the commitment that you're going to meet with your brothers and sisters? Will you make that commitment? When we start these small groups, because we have a membership class and we have a marriage class, now, when we start small groups, and I'm almost done this morning. When we start small groups and we meet together throughout the week, at first it may be kind of hard on you because some of us, we're shy. Some of us are shy people. I'm shy. I'm one of them. And you're like, no, you're not shy. But I am. I'm a shy guy. And so at first it's hard to get open because you don't know these people. You don't know them. Well, I just want to tell you this. The whole purpose of coming together and meeting with groups, meeting in these groups, meeting together is to get to know each other and to help each other grow because you cannot do life alone. You can't do it alone. You've got to have brothers. You've got to have people in your life. And you will grow exponentially when you decide to worship together. So this is what I want to do. If you want to make this commitment, say, I will worship, I will worship. I want you to come up front and we're going to worship God and say, God, I'm committed to you. No matter what happens in my life, if I lose everything. Now, this is saying a lot. This is saying a lot. All right? I just want you to listen to what I'm saying. Lord, this is worship. This is what worship is. Lord, if I lose everything, I am still committed to you and to the family of God. Okay? Did y'all catch that? Even if I lose everything, I'm still committed. I'm still committed to Him because I know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Amen. I will worship. So you say, well, why do you ask us to come up front all the time? Why do you ask us to come up front? Why do you do this? It's to take a step of faith. It's to show a public example. It's to say, Lord, I'm going to walk up front and I'm going to show people here and I'm going to show you that I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of making a commitment. I'm not ashamed of making a commitment. You know, the other day we was talking about responsibility and freedom. Today everybody wants the freedom, but they don't want the responsibilities. They want the freedom, but they don't want the responsibility. Listen, God is calling you to respond. Responsibility. God is calling you to respond to Him in commitment and say, I will worship. I will worship when I don't feel like it. I will worship when I do feel. I will worship if I'm going through hell. I will worship. Will you make that commitment? Will you make that commitment today and say, I will worship. I will go to the house. I will go with my brothers and sisters. And I won't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Will you make that commitment today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm making that commitment with you. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to stand right here. Praise the Lord. And we are going to worship the Lord together. And Elijah's going to lead us into worship. Now, I want us to make a commitment, to make a covenant with God. That our brothers, amen, Scott. Amen, brother. That our brothers and sisters mean something to us. Amen. And I just want to tell you on a personal level that every one of you means so much to me. You mean much to me. And I want you to know that I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've been through, what you've done. It don't matter. That there's always an open door for every person that's breathing. You with me? For every person that's, there's always an open door, and that we are here unified, and that we understand that our needs will be met, and we have to go from I want to I will, and we're making a commitment. This is a serious moment right now. Do you know that? This is such a sacred moment because we are making a commitment. I want you to understand what we're doing here this morning. We are making a commitment to God right now. We're saying to God, Lord, I commit to worshiping you on a regular basis with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we're going to come together. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what the situation is, we are committed to God. Y'all understand? Praise the Lord. Right? It's like when you married your spouse, you made a commitment, you made a covenant. And this is the covenant we're making with our brothers and sisters, with the family of God and with God. We're making a covenant saying, we will worship together. And if we, and this is for all of this, not just for Casey because I got my hand on his shoulder. If we let anything come in between us to divide us, we'll be smart enough. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. You with me? If we see it, we'll be alert and say, wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute, sister. The devil's working right now. You with me? Something's trying to divide us. Now the flesh will say, you're right, you're right. You need to prove to him you're right, you're right. But love says it's more important to be together than to be right. You with me? And I want us to be unified this morning. I want us to make a commitment and a covenant with each other. And we can grab hands together. Praise the Lord. And we can agree together that God is unifying us. Praise the Lord. And it's okay if we, I mean, just grab someone's hand. Well, by the Spirit, by this is just symbolic of what God is doing in the family of God, in the body of Christ. Amen. And I want us to understand that right now as we pray this prayer, we're praying, God, we're making a commitment to you. Because you know what? It's easy, and I'm going to say this. I want you to listen to this. It's easy to commit to a God who is always committed to you. You with me? It's easy to commit to a God. We are making a covenant. We are making a commitment today, okay? Praise the Lord. And I'm going to lead us in prayer. And we're going to feel we are going to feel the presence of God. I already do. But we're also going to have the grace to live this out in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to make a commitment to you, Lord, that we will worship you. Lord, that change, we understand, God, that you're the one that changed us. And if we want to see change in this world, we understand that change starts with us. And Lord, we make a commitment today and say, I will worship you. No matter what's going on in our lives, God, we will worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we will worship you. We will cultivate our relationship with you, God. And Father, we also make a commitment, a covenant that we will worship with our brothers and sisters, God. That we will come together and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together and not make it a habit. But Father, I pray that this commitment, this habit, Lord, that we're going to adopt in our lives, Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll do this in our heart. Do a work in our hearts, God. Father, I pray that you touch every family, Touch every soul. Touch every individual, God. Lord, that we'll be willing to have even worship service in our houses, in our homes, God. Father, that we won't be shy from opening the pages of your word, opening the pages of the Bible. But Father, we'll accept you in every aspect of our lives, because Lord, we understand that worshiping with our brothers and sisters is not an optional activity. But Lord, it is something that we are required to do by you. It is a command that you've given us in your word. And Father, we are meeting together for such a purpose as this, God, to glorify your name, to give you praise and honor and glory. And Lord, as we're joining hands, God, I pray that the unifying Spirit of God would bring to our remembrance that unity and love is the most important characteristic that we could possess. And Father, I pray that you would baptize us in your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you would baptize us in your love, God. And Father, let us walk in your promise. And let us walk in your word, Father. And Lord, we make this commitment also, that we will never let disagreement lead to destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are in this together. We will accomplish the mission. We will accomplish the vision. In the name of Jesus, we'll do it together. We'll give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Help every husband, every wife. I pray, God, for every marriage in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you touch every relationship. Lord, I pray that debts would be paid in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, God, the increase would come in Jesus' name. We praise you for it, God. Let your anointing rest upon each and every one of us, every relationship, every marriage in Jesus' name. Touch us, God. We want to be in your will. And we make this covenant, we make this commitment to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now what I want us to do, I want us to fellowship. And while he's playing, I just want us to shake hands, hug each other. And I want us to show love to each other, all right? Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we show love to each other? And I'll start it right now. I love you. Hallelujah.